Womandla on cliffcentral.com.
Oh yeah, it is. Spring is here, spring is here, spring is here. And everybody, if you're like me, and you grew up like with my mom, who was around this time, all those winter blankets out, they must be washed. Everything is getting spring cleaned. You're changing your wardrobe. You're taking out the winter stuff. You're putting in the summer stuff and making sure that all the winter stuff is washed and ready. So that when you put it out next time, when you take it out, it's all ready. And so it would be remiss of me this Heritage Month to not follow the tradition, remember? And not keep to that heritage that my mom's given me. I'm Phume Mashego and you're tuned into Womandla. And today I've got Michelle Dave here with me. And we're chatting about spring cleaning your wallet, Michelle.
Hi, everybody. Yes, today spring cleaning our finances and actually checking up on what we should and should not be doing and things that we have and have not been doing for the last 6 months.
Because also with spring in the air like this, what are we hoping for is more than anything is we're looking forward to December, boss. And what happens in December is we spend all our money. Yep. The bonuses come in, we spend all our money. We're out there carefree, making it happen. You're going on holiday. But if you haven't spring cleaned that wallet or that bank account, it's going to have cobwebs come December. Oh, Michelle, before we introduce our guest,
yes.
Is it guest or guinea pig? I'm not sure which. I'm not sure which G it is. A little bit of both. Before we introduce our guest today, let's just chat a little bit about the importance of it. I mean, I know why it's important to take out all the winter blankets and wash them and hang them up before folding them and putting them away. And everybody talks about spring cleaning everything. But why is it important to spring clean your finances?
Really and truly, every 6 months, you should be doing a review on your existing finances.
And that means your policies. So what it means is that we need to look at where we're at. And also, most policies have annual increases. Are you prepared for those? Because some can be 5%, some can be 10%, and some can be CPI. That is something that people don't see.
We're also talking about a big increase.
Interest rates. I mean, I mentioned this to you when we had a little discussion earlier on, and I said to you, Pumi, all of a sudden I looked at my finances and I thought, sure, my bond's gone up, but I forgot about my car. Now, that was not a lot of money. We're talking about 50 Rand, but if you take 50 Rand plus your bond, how much extra are you paying every month? If a person has got a set salary, it makes it a lot more difficult to come out every month. Because now, your 150 or 175 on 750,000 that we were talking about last time is now over 220.
So when we were also talking about this, just getting ready for today, talking about where to start and the things, because it's all good and well, right? I think that one of the things that for me, I know, has been... got a little bit of a thing. Okay, so I have a spreadsheet. It's not a thing. It's about control, being in charge. Right. But not everybody has a spreadsheet.
Correct.
And in fact, I had a conversation with the lady that does aftercare for my son. And I'd noticed that because of the school holiday and whatever, she forgot to send me. There was a payment that I'd missed and I could see on my spreadsheet that I haven't paid her for this month, and she didn't see it and the overlap and whatnot, you know?
Yes.
But because I have a spreadsheet, it was easy for me. But I think the thing, and I remember when I did the spreadsheet for the first time, is it's so tedious and it's so boring and it's actually so ridiculous and it needs a lot of discipline because you've got to get all your bank statements for a couple of months. You've got to go through it with a ruler and a pencil. And
well, I think we can make it a little bit easier.
As you laugh at me. So more than anything, I'm hoping in today's show, let's make it easy. Let's make it easy. Let's look at the top line.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it to you to introduce our guest. Okay. And then you're going to introduce how this all works.
What we've done is we've actually asked somebody to join us today. His name's Dean. So Dean has been kind enough to come and share his actual personal budget with us. And that is really what you were talking about. You're saying you need of everything that's gone off your current account or where all the stuff comes off. So you can use that as well, which is nice.
Got it.
Okay. So Dean, let's just talk about actual income.
All right. No problem.
So what is your actual income at this point in time on an average?
On an average, let's say 15.
Okay. So we're going to say 15,000 Rand. Do you have any extra income? Now, remember when we talk about extra income, that may be that you have a person that lives with you, so they may pay half the electricity bill. And even if it's 500 Rand or 750 Rand, you have a lot of people that live together as single people, sharing expenses. So you've got to look at that as well as part of an income, because you may be the primary holder of the bond or the tenant lessor, leaser, but that person's also contributing. So put in that income.
So I'm trying to look over here, see, to see if, is that like a spreadsheet that it you is. Created,
I'm going to,
is this a...
No, I'm going to put this up on the website at True Guide.
Okay.
So the guys can actually download this.
Again?
From this afternoon.
So your website is?
Is just True Guide on Facebook.
Okay.
Great. On Facebook, you can just go to True Guide and you will see it's got a peacock feather. And that is True Guide. Don't laugh. It's very lucky.
I'm not going to ask.
Yeah. So, yes, you'll find this personal budget on there for yourselves. And, guys, it is really easy to use. But just keeping in mind that on the left-hand side is a projected cost. And then on the middle is actually your actual costing that you do on a monthly basis. So, Dean, what do you pay for rental at the moment?
3,000 a month.
Okay. So, we've got 3,000. Do you have a home Wi-Fi or ADSL?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how much does that
that's
cost?
That's costing me with the telecom about 400 Rand.
Okay, so that's 400. Electricity, do you contribute towards electricity?
No, that's all part of the
of the 3,000. Okay, do you have somebody that comes in and does your house for you?
Yes.
And how much do you pay that person?
That person is 800 Rand a month.
What are you talking about, does your house for you? Like a cleaning person?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just sorry. Making sure.
Yeah, no, interior designer that he gets once a week.
Rearrange everything in the house.
Water and lights is also included,
yes,
in the rental?
Also included.
Do you have DSTV?
Yes, I do.
Well, how much is that?
That's 300 Rand a month.
300. Maintenance or repair?
It's
so
a sports package, hey, Dean.
Yeah, of course, come on.
What can I say?
If there was only a sports package, I'd take it.
Maintenance or repairs. Now, remember, that may not be a monthly expense. But you may have a door that's been sticking or anything like that, and you've had to go and buy an extra lock. And remember, these are things that you mustn't not put in.
Because I was going to ask you that. Like, if you don't have, in your, you're renting a place and you don't have doors that stick, you don't have, you know, yes, you're not going to paint, you're not going to do any of that stuff because you've got a landlord. Do you put that in there?
Say now, for instance, your landlord is quite happy for you to actually paint a room. Then you need to put that projected cost in. I'm talking about things like light bulbs.
Oh, is that was okay.
Remember, it's anything that you need to do. You could have broken a key in one of the doors. Now, you can't expect the landlord to actually fix that for you. That is your negligence.
Okay.
They will have, you will have to fix that.
And is this, should you then be like making an amount in your mind that says, I'm going to put 100 Rand,
yes,
towards this thing
every
month and...
And you
not
could either,
it.
And remember now, that's quite interesting because you've actually come up with a really nice plan for us, because now what we're going to do is we're going to put the 100 Rand on the projected cost, but it's not an actual cost for the month.
Got
okay.
It.
So what we'll do is for Dean, should we put in 150 Rand for you?
Yeah, put about 100, 150.
All right, let's put 100. Let's just make it easier for you. So now the home phone and the ADSL worked hand in hand.
Yes.
Is there any other housing expenses that you have at this point in time?
No, not that I can think
of. Not that you can think of. We can always, if you remember, we can always go back to that.
And
so
remember,
the first,
because you've just moved, you've only just started paying for your out of, you know, out of home expenses because you've been mooching off your parents.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
if I could, I'd keep doing that. Come on.
So,
these youngsters.
These young people. Mooching off your parents all the time. But I mean, I think also just to know that there's a lot of stuff that you never noticed at home that happened.
Correct.
You know, like Q20 for the gate. Suddenly that gate is sticking or whatever. You know, all of those kinds of things that somebody used to take care of. Now it's all on you.
Yep.
It's called big girl panties.
Yeah, yeah. When I started, I think I paid 5 different things a month. Now it's probably 10, 20.
And what
I made the wrong decision of moving out.
And what did you do with all your money before?
Just going out.
Partied.
Partied a lot. Mm-hmm. Going on holidays.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And has it been a bit of a head job for you to do?
At the beginning, yes, it was. Because when you go and you got your first payment and it's done in 3 weeks.
Did you go home?
Yeah. More supper at home.
Yeah, I remember that. So, what's next on the list?
So, we've now done the housing side, because what we've done is we've broken it up into different segments, which makes a lot more sense, because then people can start thinking about, where are most of my expenses going to? So I look at my own personal one, and if I look at my insurance and assurance, I look at the bottom line and I'm thinking, oh my God, seriously?
Is there some kind of ratio? You know, like when you're going for a bond, they say it shouldn't be more than 30% of your income.
Yeah. Do you know, it's,
is there a ratio that then says your household stuff should equal X, your groceries should equal X? Because will that also then help maybe to look at your stuff and say, oh gosh, I'm overeating here.
Yes.
You know, less chips.
Yeah. And put me a nice little thing that people can go and have a look at is something called the One Rand Family. Sanlam went and did a project called the One Rand Family. And this was actually so interesting, because what they did was they took mom and dad's salaries and they paid them in one rands. And they came and they dumped it on their dining room table. When Sanlam first did it, they did it with the One Rand Man. And this poor guy was sitting there counting one rand coins until he realized that you could actually get a machine that does the counting for you. And that's what they did. So they bring in the machine and they bring Tupperwares. And they start boxing how much money, say now for instance 100 rand or 200 or 250 rand in a Tupperware. And then what they did is they had to put little stickies on each Tupperware saying rent, water and lights, car repayments, because now remember, no debit orders were going to go through. They were going to go and pay in one rand coins. So if you get a chance, go and look at it on YouTube. It is brilliant. It's called the One Rand Family. It is absolutely amazing. And what you found is that mostly your housing is your most expensive. So when we talk about housing, we're talking about your rental or your bond, your water and lights, and your rates and taxes. That is the most expensive thing.
Sure.
At this point.
And obviously those kinds of things. You know when you said like light bulbs? I said, always when those light bulbs go out, you just...
And you don't realize that they're like 50 rand a light bulb if you do the, you know, the eco-friendly ones.
Yeah, they're so expensive. And then I just realized that also for some weird reason, right, the guys, when they were building our house, none of them are the same.
Oh my word. So you've got screw-ins, you've got the clip-ins, you've got, oh my word.
What does that?
I was very lucky with that. I was actually clever. When one of my light bulbs went out, I moved one of my lounge's light bulbs into the bedroom. Then another one goes, so eventually you have one in each room, then you got to go buy.
Right.
So it was a form of budgeting.
No, Dean. You can't have darkness, except if it's load shedding.
Candles in every room. Is that what you're saying? And one light bulb working.
There we go.
Okay. Well, that can work.
Save you money.
Absolutely. So look, now we've looked at just the housing portion for you so far. And we will do that analysis, exactly what we've just spoken about, once we've actually done everything with Dean.
Okay.
Okay.
So next
now,
section.
Next section is transportation. So
and this is the one that has a lot of projected things, because every other week there's an announcement that the petrol price
has
going
gone up. Yeah, when it comes down, we actually in a false sense of security, but it actually means nothing. Because remember, we pay per barrel that we purchase, and we have contracts for 3 or 5 years. So the price is actually never different. But they kind of just make us feel better about bringing it down for 26 cents, but then putting it up by 86. Jeez. So yeah, false sense of security. Vehicle repayments. You did tell me, though, however, that you were able to actually purchase your car cash.
Yes, I paid cash.
Nice.
So that is a huge bonus. Huge, huge bonus.
Because there's lots of interest. Because when you're buying your car, you're buying it on a higher purchase. And so the interest actually hits you on a running.
And again, interest rates go up, car repayments go up. Yeah. Remember that as well. Okay. Licensing. Yes, licensing for that.
Licensing.
Or insurance, sorry. Insurance. How much is your insurance costing me? Now, keeping in mind that Dean's 25. So he still falls within under the 25 banner. So how much is your car insurance on your car?
1,000 rand a month.
What?
Yep. Now, interesting, because he said that he's actually looked at it. Now, if he was 26, how much would it cost you?
490.
He is a higher risk because of his age.
So those things pays. Really matter. When you see those ads that say you are a woman, you're this.
Yes.
Those things really matter and you should pay attention to them. Oh, wow.
So that's why we're talking about spring cleaning, because these are the things people don't always think about. Mm-hmm. Is that specific area of our lives. Mm-hmm. Is how can I save money? So we'll talk about household insurance and other stuff a little bit later on as well. So in other words, you're going to be saving 600 rand in the next couple of months. Okay. Fuel, how much are you?
Because because they're not going to take it down automatically. Hey,
you're
not
he has to apply.
You're not going to turn 26 and then they're going to say, oh look, 26, because they've got your date of birth. This thing ain't automated.
Yes.
And you must look
you
at those
have
things
to look
and pay attention to the fact that when you're 35, it may be a particular amount, and when you're 36, because you're older, it's less, and that's why you have to look at it every year. Okay, got it.
Also interesting that a lot of companies don't reduce the value of your vehicle, and you keep on paying the same premium. Now think about it. That is an asset that's decreasing in value every time you climb into it. They should be looking at reducing it. So every year you phone them and you say, listen, what is the book value on this car? What am I paying? How much can you give me as a premium reduction?
Now, until my ex-husband had an accident, I didn't realize that there was a difference between the book value of a car and the replacement value of the car. And you kind of go, book value, whatever. Mm-mm. You know, when you're buying that insurance and you just tick and you think that it'll be enough. But if you have a car that is 4 years old, the book value is decreasing.
Yes.
And you're paying a particular amount for that insurance. But if you total that car and you have to write it off, you're not going to have enough money to buy another new car that's car.
Never. Never in a million years.
That one also. That one.
Yep.
Sneaky.
Very.
But so
very.
It's important to also look at that.
Yeah. And again, ask. People are sometimes too busy, number one, or sometimes a little bit too embarrassed to ask. But jeez, if you can get a discount on anything, ask for it. And that's why at this point, and a good place to start is go to your financial advisor and say, listen, I've had this policy for 10 years. Is there any way with the new generation policies that I could actually take out something similar or better for a lesser premium? The chances are 80% yes, unless you're a substandard life.
Sure.
Okay.
What's a substandard life?
A substandard life is somebody that has a medical condition.
Okay.
So somebody that's had a heart attack, that's had cancer, that's had a stroke, they look at them as substandard lives, so they need to normally reinsure them.
That is a terrible word.
Yes. What? Substandard?
Substandard.
No. It's a very normal word. I'm substandard. Insurance company will touch me because I'm substandard life. Because I've had one of those rare diseases. And that's all it means. So your premiums are normally a lot higher, or you'll have an exclusion.
Got it.
So, fuel. How much do you spend on petrol? And remember, this is plus minus. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a projected as well as an actual.
All right.
So projected, how much do you spend?
About 700 to 800 rand.
Well, let's say 800 rand. And tell me for the last month, how much did you spend in August? Actual. Because if you think about it, if you're telling me 800 Rand, that's 1.5 tanks.
Yeah, with my car, it's one tank. So I normally fill up once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
No ways.
Yeah, geez, I'm like thinking, oh my gosh.
You fill up once a month.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then walk everywhere.
No, he gets his friends to fetch him.
That's where you have Uber as well. Come on. You go out for drinks, you take Uber.
No, see, thank you. Thank you. We did.
Uber must be
yes.
in
yep.
Uber
must taxi be in fares,
there.
How much? Projected monthly?
You see, because when you've got a car, before there was an Uber, you kind of go, when you've got a car, you're either going to walk or you're going to take your own car. So the costs are. But if you're going to Uber around.
Yep. How much is that costing projected on a monthly basis?
400 rand.
400. And what did you use last month? It could be over, hey?
Last month was about 440.
440. Okay. And then last month's fuel was 800. Because you basically filled up once. All right. Now, car maintenance or tires?
At the moment, I've spent nothing on that.
All right. And what is your projected cost? Say now, for instance, when is your next service on the car? Or is it under warranty
it's
or guarantee?
It's under the warranty for another 2 years.
All right. So we're okay with that. So we don't have to worry.
But can I just...
Yes, of course.
With the projected thing, that car tire thing is also another one, hey? And last month, because it was Women's Month, there were free tires. People were like giving away specials for women to buy tires.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, that you should be changing those tires. Even if they're not worn out, you should be changing them at least every... 3 years, I think the guy said, and I didn't know that.
Yes.
I was like, why would I change?
No, them? when I start slip sliding, then I'll change them.
No, but they look good.
That's
they
what
look
I'm
good.
Saying,
that K53, the grooves are deep and whatnot. You know, when you're doing your K53 pre-trip inspection, I'm like, the grooves are still good on this. Why am I changing the car? But why am I changing the tires? But interestingly, he said because that rubber. The heat and the cold and the water and the whatever makes the rubber brittle, actually.
Sure.
And so you should be projecting amounts for the...
But that's a nice one because if the person's car is over, say, 3 years old, then you can ask that question, when last did you change tyres? So let's take an average of tyres to be changed or if you do change four tyres, say two tyres, because sometimes it's just too expensive to do four.
All the time it's too expensive to do four.
Because what, it's about 600 rand per tyre?
Yeah.
And they say you should always do your front two together and your back two together.
Two together, yeah. So that's already 1.8.
It's
1.2. So it's 2.4.
Michelle, I want to ask this. So we're doing this now and we've got projected amounts and we've got actual amounts. Is then the expectation that at the end of each month, I must sit my ass down and do this again because I must put in the actuals?
Yep. Jeez. You see, the thing is, once you've done this once, And I'll show you guys that I've actually got this. My personal budget is done on a monthly basis. And it doesn't take that long. It'll take me 15 minutes just to update it. But it gives me a good understanding of how much money have I still got in the bank? How much still has to go through that bank account? Am I under? Am I over?
Because if you've got the money, it doesn't mean it's your money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because you haven't actually, it hasn't been utilized yet. Okay. So again, car maintenance, tires, very important. Now the next one, which is an extremely contentious issue in our lives right now, is e-toll. But some people do pay e-toll.
And all people should pay e-tolls.
So,
I'm looking at you, Sia, who takes every back route in Joburg
just
to
get to
the office.
So let me ask you, do you pay e-toll?
No, I do not.
Okay. So let's say, for instance...
Do you drive on the e-toll routes, though?
Yes,
because
I
sometimes,
do.
You know... As you're thinking about that e-toll, there are some people who just never have to drive on the e-toll route.
They don't. But like with me, I do. So I have to project at least 350 rand a month for e-tolls because I travel all over the place and it's always on highways. So it's to Springs, it's to Germiston, it's all over the place. And trust me, it's a lot easier traveling on those roads than trying to do back roads. And I'll pay for it. I don't have a problem with that.
Mm.
So... You should be doing this.
Yes, I should.
So let's say, for instance, and it wouldn't cost you much. It's going to cost you 150 rand a month.
Yeah.
If you just go from your place to the office, it's going to be 150 rand.
All right. So
let's project it. So now that's a projection. It's not an actual because you're not paying for it currently.
And while we're speaking of the routes and the e-tolls, we have to take a small break. And this is an important one because it's coming up this weekend, Juma, and all the road closures.
Yep.
Back
Are you Jawsy tough? Cycle through tunnels, head over floating bridges, and disappear into colossal stormwater drains. Why? Because you're a machine, and the city is your trail. With two separate routes, 22 and 54 Ks, choose your path and go where no mountain biker has gone before. On 6 September, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. Auto Trader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Yep, we're keeping it real. We're talking about money. I've got Michelle Dave in the studio, and we've got a special guest who's sharing all his secrets with us. But more than, you know, so Michelle and I, when we were getting ready for the show, one of the things that's always my worry is, do we have enough content to talk about it? And she said to me, this thing is, it's easy, it's quick and easy, but actually when you're starting it for the first time, you were telling me, Michelle, about spending 6 hours with the client?
Yes, on Saturday. I had a client who actually comes from Secunda to come, and I needed to do her husband, and their business's actual budgets, and then look at further from that, what are their debt that's owed, and how we can actually structure it so that it works for them, because it's not working for them at the moment. And they came at 10, and they left at 3:30, 4:30. So Jeez. It was a long day, a really long day. But at least now they have this. We've put the structure in place, and now it's discipline.
So we're talking about spring cleaning your finances, and some of the things that you should be looking at is starting with your budget if you haven't got one already.
Yes.
And looking at where you can save money, and looking where you can be more efficient. It's my new favorite term, being efficient this spring, is looking at opportunities of where we can be. And Dean has very graciously agreed to come into the studio and share and let us pick apart.
Yes, his actual budget.
So we're talking about roads, cars at the moment. So we've already spoken about the household.
Yes,
and
so
the
we've done household, we've done the transportation, and the next part is the insurances. So now, Dean, you don't have home insurance at this point.
No, I don't.
Okay, so
because he doesn't own the home, or
well, he should actually have insurance. Very simply, because he has certain all risks. Now, that is something I just want to talk about very briefly, is your all risks are specified items in your short term. So when you buy a new phone, what do? You phone your insurance company and you say to them, listen, I've just purchased the phone, and this is the number on it, this is how much it cost, and they insure you.
And as glasses. I'm waving my glasses, because I think almost everybody that wears glasses, you've lost at least one pair of glasses.
Yes.
Every time you go to, because that's an annual expense.
Exactly.
You go and get your eyes tested, and you get new glasses, and you don't know what happened to the old ones.
Yeah. So it's going to be things like your glasses, your cell phone, your laptop, your iPad.
And when you update those things, we were talking about updating electronics. I mean, we're always updating our electronics.
Yes.
And then you just never phone to say, I've changed.
But you also, what you do is you put the new one on, but you don't take the old one off. So you need to go and look at your contents and see if there's anything on there that you might have already lost, that's been put into a drawer somewhere because it's now 4 years old. Go and look for those things, because it could cost you 35 rand, 65 rand, 25 rand, but it all adds up.
And that's actually that 50 rand that, as your car's repayments have gone up, you need that 50 rand.
Correct.
It can
exactly.
come from there.
Exactly. So very
You're
important.
You're not allowed to cough here, Dean.
Too bad.
All right. So home insurance, you should have it, because you do have the electronics. You've gone through a burglary recently, so you know the loss that incurs. Okay, what about health insurance?
1,500.
Oh, wait, is that like medical aid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's medical
aid. We're using American terms here.
Sorry.
Health insurance.
So, 1,500 rand, okay, for a single person. Again, I would suggest to Dean that he speaks to a health broker and sees
if
he cannot.
Is that a lot?
it is reasonably high for a 25-year-old. And does Dean need that higher cover, or does he need a hospital plan?
Okay.
Okay, so that is something I would suggest he does, is go and speak to somebody about it, and rather maybe take out a hospital plan as a single person, and then take gap cover, because that will actually prevent any gaps between the...
And again, that's a place one can always kind of, as one gets older,
yes,
as one gets life circumstance changes, you have kids, you have, you know, it's easy, you add the kids onto correct. The insurance. But as you get older, if you don't, if you're still single, if you don't have kids, it's important to just phone them up and say, hey,
correct,
I've moved up,
correct,
a couple of years.
Quite a few. So important. Now, what we spoke about as well is that Dean wants to look at stuff like, he doesn't need life cover right now, he's single. There's nobody really that he needs to leave money to or have a trust that helps somebody else. But he was talking about savings and retirement annuities. So Dean, looking at the projected cost so far, let's see how much you've got left over from your 15. We're sitting at 6-7.
And you've got six, but we haven't spoken about entertainment. No, I mean, we've spoken about
not at all.
TV. Probably way more.
We haven't spoken about your
Do you not drink? At all.
We have, and do you club? Do you drink? Do you club? Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You know, all of that.
So
kind
that's
of stuff.
That's important, because what we're going to do is we're going to project for him now how much would he like to spend on a retirement annuity. It's not an actual cost; it's a projected cost. And then at the end of this, we can say, can he afford it or can't he?
Uh huh.
Because he might not be able to afford to do it.
Even though, like, savings are like sunscreen. The earlier you start, the better your skin looks when you're 60.
So if you look at your RA, how much would you preferably prefer putting in?
Right now, probably R1,000.
Okay.
Remind me, Michelle, so the RA is the retirement annuity.
Correct.
And that's the thing you can only get right at the end.
When you're 55.
At 55.
Yes.
Oh, I was about to say 65. Jeez, it's like 10 years earlier. Great. But this is the thing that you're always putting money into.
Correct.
And you can't dip into this.
No, you can't dip into it. And a retirement annuity is structured in such a way that it is ruled by the Pension Funds Act.
Cool.
So when you're 55, you can either take the full amount, or you can take a third cash, and the two thirds then purchases you an income, so that you get a monthly income from that.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So now we've got insurances. So if you look at the whole list, you've got home, you've got medical aid, life, retirement annuities, endowments, and investments. Okay. Mm. So for you now, we've done a projection on just the RAs. So food, groceries.
Sean.
Projected amount that you give yourself. So you say, I spend X amount per month.
2,000.
Okay. And how much was your actual cost for last?
I really do eat a lot.
And what was last month's?
1,800.
1,800. Okay. Now remember, that
so
could include wine, hey? And beer and...
Oh, no, that's excluding.
Is that excluding?
So that's all at its own budget over there. So that's why it's important to keep those slips. That's why they give them to you at the end. Don't throw it away.
Yep.
Bring it back. Take a look.
Okay. So let's, funny enough, let's look at your alcohol budget.
That can be variable.
Okay. Projected? What do you put away?
I have a question. So even before Michelle gets to the what the spreadsheet spits out at the end.
All right.
Do you have money in your bank account when you get paid on the 25th?
Yes, I do.
How much?
Maximum
$5,000.
He thinks.
You think you've got $5,000 in your bank account. Have you seen it?
No, I'm saying from the previous month, what I spent.
No, I'm talking about money left over. So when that salary comes in on the 25th, do you still have like money in your bank account?
Yes, I do.
$5,000?
Yeah.
Cool. We'll check this up.
Let's see how close I am.
I'm putting you on the spot there. I'm putting you on the spot where on the clock it's 19 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. 19 minutes to
alcohol
one.
Alcohol budget.
So
what is it?
What's your alcohol
budget?
Let's
say 1,000.
1,000. And what did you spend last month?
700.
700. Okay. Dining out. Remember, dining out means going out, having drinks, whatever it might be. What is your budget for that?
And like buying hamburgers on a Friday
yes.
night.
Yes.
So it's
all kinds of stuff that you do not do in your home.
That you don't use your groceries to
but
make.
You're putting it in your mouth.
Oh, that alcohol budget's for the going out, yes.
Oh, is it alcohol budget
for
going out?
Home. At home, I don't consume alcohol, though.
All right, so the 1,000 is actually dining out.
Yes.
Okay, all right, so that's going to make it.
Including food.
No, including food, 1,500.
Okay, let's change that then. 1,500. So that's 1,500. And you only spent last month 700 yep. or more.
Or with the food, 1,000.
1,000. Okay. So let's just zero this one out. All right. So
have
now that is food.
Dean?
No, not anymore.
That amount will also go up significantly when you get a
correct.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because now you must take her out on dates to nice places.
Interesting. It's actually gone down. And I say that because with the single life now, I go out a lot more with my friends.
True.
Really?
Yeah, so it's gone. It's actually gone down. I was very surprised when it happened. But going out with your friends, you spend a lot more money.
I suppose so.
Amazing.
Okay, next one we're not going to do with you. But guys, the budget also includes your school or children. So it's things like tuck shops, school camps, school books, school clothes, others, pocket money. That goes in.
Speaking of school and children, I actually have a little note here about tutors at your service. Here's some good news for parents, especially working moms who know how hard it is juggling kids' homework and extra lessons and all the needs of a busy schedule. Tutors are at your service. Tutors at your service, run by Teresa and Amanda, who are both educators and mothers themselves, specialize in all school subjects. All school subjects from grade 0 to matric, including homework supervision. Doesn't that sound like fun? Parents,
wow.
You do not have to drive anywhere as God tutors yeah. travel to your house.
Wow, that's awesome.
Tutors at your service have received excellent results over the past 10 years. 10 years they've been around and come highly recommended. You can contact Teresa and Amanda on 082-217-2077. That's 082-217-2077. Or you can go to tutors, TUTOR at yourservice.co.za. They will not only understand your child's needs, but your needs as well.
Wow,
so
that's
things
awesome,
like that,
brilliant.
You have to actually like put
in.
That into your
absolutely.
Budget.
Yeah, no, it's very important. And people that have got au pairs, very important.
Or pairs, or people that come in, you know, like babysitters
yes,
when you're going
absolutely.
Out. That kind of stuff is important.
So you'll put those kinds of things in. The
that
next
has
section,
its own line item.
The next section is personal care. Okay, so we won't worry about the hair or the nails. Clothing. Do you have a clothing budget per month?
Every
you know,
does.
I don't spend much on clothing. I'm a guy, so let's say 500 rand.
All right, 500. And last month, did you spend any of that?
No.
Okay,
no.
Health club?
Health club, I'm a member of Virgin Active.
So how much is your membership per month?
300 rand.
I don't know where he gets his 5,000 rand from that he's got over.
Oh my word.
Love it.
I'm going over just to make it sound better.
Personal care, anything else that you spend extra
yeah,
per
so
month?
Personal care is also stuff like shaving cream, but you've got a little bit of a beard, I see that. But
it's anything like that you may have a certain cologne that you use.
Perfume.
And that has to go in, or a perfume for the ladies, and that you are adamant that that is part of your morning
personal
regime.
Grooming.
Yes. And people have, it's your signature thing. So, yes, those are the kinds of things that you would also put in, because that is an expense. But that's why I want people to really think and not assume.
So that kind of personal care is not part of the groceries.
No.
You know, because most of
no.
us go and buy our groceries and you mm-hmm. buy your toothpaste and yeah. your soap and all of that stuff.
You can combine the two. Mm-hmm. But remember one thing that might also happen is somebody might buy all the groceries at Pick and Pay, but you go to Dis-Chem because of the reward system. Remember those loyalty reward systems. They're brilliant. E-bucks. You can fly with them. You can do anything with them. It's brilliant. Clicks.
We keep saying yeah. we need a show about that.
It's brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, then let's go on to the next lot. And the next lot is really what we talk about, your cell phones and electronics. Because remember, that's different to the housing Wi-Fi, as Dean and I were saying earlier on. That can be something with your telecom line, that you've got an ADSL and Wi-Fi, but you may also have a roaming Wi-Fi. So let's talk about how you've got one cell phone.
Yeah.
Is it on a contract?
Because if you've got the Cliff Central app...
Yes. Do you have...
If I say yes, does that brownie points?
Always, my dear, Jeez. Always.
How much does your cell phone cost you projected?
450.
450, and it's an actual cost every month?
Yes, that's contract.
Contracted. Have you got any other cell phones?
No, nothing.
Laptop that you're paying for?
No.
Okay. Any 3Gs?
No, no 3Gs.
Any Wi-Fis that you have portable?
No, nothing like that.
Okay. Any other electronic devices that you're paying for at the month?
No.
Monthly basis? Right. So that's your cell phone electronics. Now we go on to the loans or debt. This is a nice one. Do you have any personal loans?
No, nothing.
Okay. Like that. What are your bank charges?
So, but loans and debts is also things like student loans,
yes,
things like
anything.
Credit cards.
That's
things
personal,
like, so
yeah.
So everything that you have to pay for over...
On a monthly basis?
On a debit basis.
Correct.
Cool.
Okay. It. Bank charges. What are your bank charges on a monthly basis?
150.
Okay. If you have a credit card and you utilize it on a monthly basis, how much do you pay back on that credit card, inclusive of anything that you've got over a 6 or a 12 month period on budget?
I don't have a credit card at the
okay,
moment.
Okay, brilliant. So we don't have to worry. But that's important for people
and
to realize.
Cards.
So yes, we're going to go. We're getting there.
Do they go into the clothing budget?
No, we're going to
go
to them.
Into, okay,
we're going to get to those. So you've only got a bank card at this point
at
in
this
time.
Point, yes.
All right. Now, what we've also got in here is a credit card. So that's the amount that you pay into your credit card every month. And then you've got your credit card budget amount as well. Because I might buy on straight because I've gone to Woolies and that's 350 Rand. But I may have purchased a laptop and I'm paying it off over 2 years. And that is costing me 280 Rand a month.
Mm.
So those are the things that we need to keep in mind.
So you have to look at it separately as
correct.
Well so that you have a...
Correct. So you know...
That's another
that's
impact on, but that's also another impact on interest
it's,
and how
and again,
much you're going to pay for it eventually.
Your debt higher.
Cool.
Okay. Then we've got people that are maybe under debt counseling. That needs to be put in because they may have consolidated their debt and they need to pay the debt counselors on a monthly basis.
Mm.
And then we've got another other. You'll see on each one there's other because you may have something personally that you'd like to put in there. Mm. All right.
Like
so
if you have an elderly mother that
and
you send
pay
money
her
to,
correct,
or if you have an uncle that you look after,
correct,
or any of that
people that
of
are
stuff.
Financially dependent on you,
people that are financially dependent, yes. Mooching the way Dean has been
that he did most of his life. Store card repayments, do you have any store cards?
No,
okay,
whatsoever.
Well, I've got four here, so what you would do is you would just change it and utilize that as store cards. I've also put in second cards because with families they may have one account, but they may have two vehicles that are going off different times. They may have different insurances going off on those. The fuel's different if mom's using it or dad's using it or grand's using it, whoever's using it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got fees and subscriptions. Do you have any fees and subscriptions?
No, nothing
at this point.
No magazines, no nothing.
No, because you've got to save money. You can't spend money on a magazine.
Or we're going to find that out shortly.
Use an app.
I love
Cliff
that.
Cliff Central.
But even you know, those in-app purchases. So you've got your Elle magazine comes to Aspasia and Mabale. Are you listening? But, you know, so you've got your Elle magazine. It's a subscription. It comes to your phone. It's not necessarily like a thick.
Correct.
But you still pay for it.
Exactly.
You know, even those kinds of...
That's an interesting one that you've just said now, because if you think about apps that you may be even downloading onto your phone, how much is that costing you? Because yes, some of them are free, but some of them you actually are charged for.
So it's important to also think about
those.
Yeah, no.
So you know when we are, but I'm just saying when your kids are going like, oh, I want to download this game and this game and this game and this game and this game, and at the end of the month you get this bill and you're thinking, where the hell did the extra 300 Rand come from? Yeah, so those are the things you need to think about. Then we get on to the savings. Now, if you could, or do you save into an emergency account?
No, I don't.
But would you like to?
Yes, I would.
Okay, how much would you put into an emergency account?
So you have 5,000 Rand left over every month and you don't put it into a...
It seems I'm very wrong.
You don't put it into a separate account. You just leave it there to...
Well, this is where we're going to look at this now. So if you could put into an emergency account, how much would you put away every month? Because remember, an emergency account should build up to about 3 months' salary. I know it's impossible for most people.
Your 3 months' salary, yeah. That's 45,000 Rand for you, young man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much would you like to
project? I was thinking
projected?
2,000, yeah, but I would have liked to do 4.
But remember, what we're talking about purely now is for emergency fund, because that can build up over a period of time. We're going to talk about your holiday savings as well separately.
Right. So I would say 2,000 Rand.
Mm-mm.
What are you sitting at right now? What's that total tally?
I'm telling you now. I'm going to tell you now. Dean at the moment has... Hang on, that one isn't pulled through yet. Let's just see.
How are you doing, Dean? How do you think you're doing? Do you think you're at your 5,000
rand? I think I'm still in the green a little bit.
You got 1,000 rand left.
It's still in the green.
Okay, but those are all the project. We've only looked at projected. Mm. So we haven't actually put them in as actuals. Because if I take it out, that's a 3,000 that you've got left. But if you start using those as actuals, we're going to run out of money very quickly. Anyway.
And you haven't started saving for that holiday, Dean.
Because now Dean wants to go on holiday.
Except if you're going to Blow Boss Run.
I'll use the 2,000 rand for my holiday.
So now, let's say, for instance, you now want to just in a savings account, because if you go and open up a savings account with any bank, I mean, you can get it as cheap as 25 rand a month as in your fee. And it's really worth it by just putting that money away. So let's say 500 rand a month projected. Yeah.
But now you've only got 500 rand left over.
Uh-huh. So now what we're going to do is we're going to have a look at it. Because remember, we've kind of covered all the bases for Dean.
So Dean's looked at his groceries. You've looked at your household. You've looked at your maintenance, electronics. You've looked at all the broad strokes. And this is, you know, you because you have no cat or dog or child.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You're just living your life out there, free and easy, in the breeze. But for a lot of us, if you're putting in it, you know, if you're talking to Amanda here at Tutors at your service, you've also got a little amount there for tutors. And there's always kind of like what you send you, tuck money for your kids, stuff like that. Tuck money for your kids.
Yeah.
The money that you leave for the bread for when OC comes, you know, that kind of stuff as well.
So, Dean, at this point in time, if you're saying you're earning 15, your total expenditure is 14,440.
Okay.
So we're looking at a variance of 560.
Your 5,000 rand has become 500. Yes. I know, but
that was excluding the 2,000 savings.
Yes, that is. So if we take out the savings, all right, that we spoke about, and let's have a look at any of the other projected costs that you had that you may want to do. Okay, clothing, we left that one out. So that's
So your budget is tighter than a duck's ass.
It's a little tighter than what you thought. I think you were under the misrepresentation that you still had so much money.
But isn't this what happens to a lot of people, though? Is you're actually thinking, because you're swiping your card, you're not like the 1 rand family putting it into a tub and actually paying it over, handing it over to someone, and it's getting debited, and it's all just going away, and it's not all within your control.
Correct.
So what you think you have and what you actually have,
the reality is different.
Mm. And that's why come the 25th, a lot of people are feeling a little bit of that end of month salty cracks.
Correct. So Dean, if you think about it, your total expenditure, excluding the things that you still want to do, is almost 12,000. It's 11,940.
So how does that feel, Dean? Now that you've done all of that and you've looked at everything in situ, right? You've looked at the amounts and you're seeing them staring back at you, and to know that you don't have what you thought you had.
You know, it's actually a shock when you don't think about the small things. It might not sound that small, but your gym, your groceries, your clothes, all of that, you don't expect to come to that high, or that many different expenses.
That extra McDonald's. Do you take lunch to work or do you go and buy lunch?
No, I generally take lunch or eat lunch.
So things like that, that you're like at the deli, at the vending machine.
It's expensive. People don't understand that. So if you just think, oh, I'm just going to quickly pop out and I'm going to go and get a sandwich. That sandwich could cost you anything up to 30 rand. So 30 times 5.
This is about discipline. This is I'm doing this at springtime. I'm spring cleaning my wallet. I'm spring cleaning my finances. I'm going to look at this. This is also the discipline that you have to do it every month.
Correct.
And these are the broad ones. Michelle, if you are like Dean and you've got about 2 grand left over at the end of the month, where are the places that you should be bolstering? You know, should you be taking that 2,000 rand and putting it into a fixed term deposit? Or do you put it into your special account that says we're looking at, you know, this is my emergency fund?
Yes.
Or do you just leave it into your everyday account and
try and put it into account where you're going to get more interest, number one. So number one, look for something that you can put a portion of it away for an emergency fund, because that emergency fund can then be reinvested. And then if you need a little bit, something that's got a little bit more play on it, look at unit trusts. Because unit trusts, you've got that flexibility of taking out money when you really need it.
So thank you so much, Dean, for coming.
Thank you, Dean.
No problem. Hope I helped.
I mean, we've spent now about an hour and we've looked at all these various line items, but it's important that if you do it once, if you spend the hour up front and do it once, it's probably going to take you about 15, 20
absolutely.
Minutes to look at it every month. Keep those slips.
Absolutely. And check your insurances. Have they gone up? Have your annual payments changed? Look at that.
Discipline, 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 girls. Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming out.
Thank you, everybody.
Chatting with us. This is us. It's Phumi Mashego, and you've been listening to Womandla. We're talking about money today on, this is the second day of spring and the second day of my favorite month in the whole year, Heritage Month. I hope you're having a good day. And if you want to have a glamorous life, maybe you should put some of the stuff that we've been chatting about into practice. We'll see you again next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.